is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The peculiar notion that foreigners residing illegally in the United States should enjoy the same rights as American citizens is found nowhere in the U.S. Constitution or federal law. This anomaly was created by supremacist judges who encouraged and protected the large-scale entry of illegal aliens into the United States. Supreme Court Justice William Brennan, who was one of President Dwight Eisenhower's mistakes, created this brand new addition to the 14th Amendment. The case of Plyler v. Doe struck down a Texas law and created the requirement that the state of Texas must provide free public education to illegal alien children. The Plyler decision gave foreigners a powerful incentive to sneak into our country, enroll their children in our public schools, and start demanding other benefits paid for by U.S. taxpayers. This decision opened our borders to a stampede of illegal aliens, aided and abetted by one bad court decision after another. Dual citizenship is also a problem because some immigrants have falsely been led to believe that they are or can be dual citizens. Mexico has even named a cabinet minister whose mission is to encourage Mexicans, both illegals and naturalized U.S. citizens, to vote in Mexican elections. To become a U.S. citizen, immigrants are required by our law to swear allegiance to the United States and to absolutely renounce any and all allegiance to the nation from which they came. There is no ambiguity about the solemn oath that all naturalized citizens must take. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, so help me God. Any naturalized U.S. citizen who claims dual citizenship with his native country betrays his solemn oath.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. You folks know me. This is not, I say not, a religious program, and I never talk about religion on this show for various and obvious reasons. But I am not against religion, not in the least. And I believe in the Bible. I am with that 80% of Americans that identify themselves as Christian. I believe the Bible is factual, and I believe it is sent from God. Having said that, I am sick and tired of people telling me that Christians should not be against illegal immigration because the Bible tells us to welcome strangers into our land and that we should practice charity and forgiveness. Like I said before, folks, well, the things I am saying tonight are for those of you who believe and are practicing Christians that tell me that it is okay for people to invade our country because they are seeking a better life. The Bible says differently. Let's break this down into biblical terms. Anyone in the United States who either came here illegally or overstayed a visa is breaking the law of God. That's right. How is that so? The Bible, the book that Christians claim to study, live by, and obey, tells us many times that in order to be a servant of God, we must be law-abiding and observe the laws of man. That is a fact. Paul, a man of God, said in his letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, quote, let every person be subject to the governing authority, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, he who resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, end quote. Do you understand what he says here? If you are not practicing what God says, you are not a Christian. What Paul was obviously trying to tell these Christians was that they had an obligation to follow the laws of the nation and to respect the laws of other nations. The Bible does not have allowances for why you broke the law, though in your mind you may have had a very good reason, like, quote, coming here for a better life, unquote. When you invade America, when you invade the United States for economical purposes, you are breaking the laws of the United States government. The government that God has allowed to exist, therefore, you, as a Christian, are breaking God's law. You understand that? Now, I am saying this from a Christian perspective because some of you Christians tell me that I should reach out to illegal aliens for humanitarian purposes, even though it is in direct conflict with the written word that you claim to practice by, that you claim to read, that you claim to live your life with. Now, if you're not a Christian, ignore these words. If you are anti-Christian, this also doesn't apply to you. This is directly aimed at those who send me emails and use their Christianity as the reason why it is okay for laws to be broken. This is unbelievable to me, folks. This is meant for those people who just don't get it. And I try to tell them all the time that you don't understand. Your Bible, your very Bible, doesn't say what you say it says. This is meant for those who prostitute themselves in the name of God because it means, guess what? More money in the collection plate. Those who run out their churches to Spanish-speaking congregations and know that 90% of those congregations are illegal aliens. This is happening every day. It is all about money, but mostly. Mostly this is for the Catholic Church, folks. And I'm not anti-Catholic. I know some of you great people out there, Catholics. My mother-in-law, God bless her, was one of the nicest people I ever knew, and she was a Catholic. This is not about bashing the Catholic religion. End of disclaimer. This is not about the members. This is about the diocese and Roger Mahoney, who aid and abet illegal immigration. It's not just the illegal who is breaking God's law. It is those who make it easy for him and assist him and defy the laws by helping him, the illegal alien, defy the laws. It's a Christian's duty to obey all laws. That's not from me. It's not even from the Apostle Paul. It's straight from Jesus Christ himself. Back in Jesus' days on earth, the government was Caesar. And though Caesar was against Jesus, Caesar was against God, Caesar was against the Bible, Jesus said to his followers at Mark 12:17, and Jesus, answering, said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. And you know why they marveled at him, folks? Because here was a man that wanted his head. And he still told his followers, you must obey the laws of the land. And these people today are not obeying the laws of the land. And anybody who says that it is okay to not obey these laws and then says that they are practicing Christians are not very Christian at all. Now, I will repeat what I said at the top of my monologue. I consider myself in that 80% of Americans who call themselves Christians. I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. But I will not go against that Bible by saying it is okay to be an illegal alien and invade my country. And those of you who do are in direct violation of the Bible. And may you burn in hell for it. I am not perfect. But I say this. You are ruining this country. You are ruining the country of your forefathers and the country of your children. You are taking away the legacy that you leave them. All so that you can feel warm and fuzzy at night and say that you helped somebody. You should be talking these people into staying in a country and building a place that they won't run away from and making a stronger third world, making it into maybe even a second world, working into a first world, rather than have them come here and break our laws. That's what you should be encouraging them, and that's what you should be telling the Diocese of Mexico and all these other third world countries, and that's what you should be telling each and every person who wants to violate our space. Yes. I care about people of the world, and I want everybody to have their dream, but not the American dream. The American dream is reserved for, number one, Americans. Number two, the descendants of Americans. Number three, legal, resident, aliens who stand in line and come here as, quote, immigrants, unquote. But not for those who break the law. Never. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Today we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Many of us in law enforcement have come from military backgrounds. On Friday, November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. In 1921, an unknown World War I soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Ceremonies occurred earlier in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation's highest place of honor. These memorial services all took place on November 11th, the anniversary of the end of World War I, which was 11 a.m., the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. This day is now known as Veterans Day. On November 11th of each year, we honor the U.S. veterans who fought on our behalf to protect and serve. The highest calling our nation has. I served in the United States Marine Corps before becoming a deputy sheriff and say to you, Semper Fidelis. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And I want to welcome all you folks tonight listening. I want to remind you, if you have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Let me welcome all the folks tonight. WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee. KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. Love you folks in Phoenix. KDWN, the great K-Dawn, 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. And all the folks listening on the RBN Network. And tonight, for the first time on the Terry Anderson Show, you can hear us live by going to shortwave. That's right. We are at 3.215 megahertz on shortwave. Tell your friends. We'll talk more about that next week. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, or curse me out. But don't forget, you give back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, it was inevitable that the news of the new True Enforcement and Border Security Act of 2005 would bring out the haters. All the racist organizations have stepped up and given a 2 cents, and now we're getting 3 cents from a government bureaucrat who works for an inept government business, ICE. John P. Clark, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Immigration Customs Enforcement, a man whose title is worth more than he is. This guy made some idiotic statements about the security wall portion of the Enforcement Act. Listen to this quote. It just harkens back to the Chinese wall and the Berlin wall, not the message we want to send to the Mexican government, the Canadian government, and the rest of the world, unquote. Why do you start with an idiot like this? These comparisons are stupid. Number one, the Chinese wall wasn't high enough, so it didn't work. And number two, the Berlin Wall was a prison wall meant to keep people in. We're not trying to keep anybody in here. You can come and go as you want from this country if you're an American. It is meant to keep people out. And what is wrong with that, especially post 9/11? Then he went on to say that building a fence would hurt cooperation of law enforcement between the two countries. This gets me. 80% of the people of this country want the fence. 80% of the people of this country are sick of illegal immigration. And 80%+ of the people in this country, in every poll taken, be it conservative or liberal, consider this to be a devastating catastrophe for America. With that in mind, I would ask Mr. Clark, John P., what are you willing to do to fix it? You've got the budget. You've got all the tools and the manpower. All you've done is make excuses. You've done nothing. And here's somebody, Mr. Duncan Hunter, who's going to step up and put up a wall, put up a fence, and build it to keep out those who shouldn't be here. And you're putting him down. You suck, Mr. Clark, and I'm going to tell you why. What? You have done nothing since they changed the INS to ICE. You have sat back and let this country deteriorate with illegal immigration, all because you're a fat bureaucrat and you're sitting on your bureaucracy and doing nothing. Making excuses. And all you got to do is do one thing and everything will be everything. Your job. And you haven't done it yet. Tonight, John P. Clark, listen to this, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Is that long enough? You are the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, we're going to get right to our guest tonight, Miss Marie Waldron, City Council Member, Escondido, California, who is running for the California State Assembly. Marie, good evening. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
It is my pleasure. We want to hear about what you've done down there concerning the border police initiative in the city of Escondido.
Well, about a month ago, I placed a resolution on our council agenda.
Good for you.
To ask my council colleagues to support that resolution, which was supporting the Cal Border Police Act. And that night, the vote was 3-2. To support the act, and we became the first city in California to endorse it, and two other cities have since followed, the city of El Cajon and the city of Dana Point.
Now, Marie, what was the vote?
3-2.
Wow.
There's five council members, and two just, you know, were playing that same old, the same old song that we're tired of hearing. But with that action, we became the first city in the nation to officially oppose illegal immigration.
Well, allow us one brief second to applaud you. We really applaud your actions. We are proud of you for standing up on this. It is very important to send a message, not only that we need this, but that we are willing to do what it takes to get it.
Right.
And that is so important. You know, by you being the first, I'm sure others have followed. Am I right?
Yes. Uh-huh. We've had two other cities follow. It's created a lot of notoriety for the Cal Border Police Act, which, as you know, we've got to get those signatures gathered by
December
12th.
Yes, we do.
The city of Escondido actually has stepped up as far as the citizens are and are really going out there and collecting signatures.
Well, that's good to hear. You know, we have Ray Haynes on almost every week. Ray's a good guy. I was with him up in Sacramento at a Minuteman function that was there on the Capitol steps. I like Ray. Ray Haynes is the type of American who will go out on a limb for the country, and most of these politicians won't do this. And in the California Assembly, we have a shortage of those who are brave enough to do it. Now, I understand that you're running for the Assembly now.
Yes, I am running for the State Assembly District 74. It will be an open seat in June due to term limits.
Okay.
And one thing that it's important for citizens to realize is we're losing some good, solid people who are fighting for us in the legislature.
Yes, we are.
Like Ray Haynes, Mark Weiland, Jay LeSueur, Dennis Mountjoy. These people are leaving, and we need to bring in people who are willing to stand up and fight.
You know, Marie, there's pros and cons to term limits. I personally am against them, because when you get a good guy that you really like, you can't keep him.
Right.
And that's why I don't like him. And, you know, it works the other way, too. You get a jerk, we want to get rid of him. But, you know, to me, that should be up to the voters. If they want to vote for somebody who's inept and horrible, you know, they get what they want. So,
exactly.
But we need you. You're running on this, the 74th.
Yes.
And how is it looking? You say it's an open seat.
Yes, well, I'm the front runner.
Who previously held this seat?
Mark Weiland.
Okay. Oh, I like him. He's been a guest of the show a couple times when I did the Roger Hedgecock show down in, for Roger when he was on vacation. Mark called in.
Yes.
I like him. He's a good guy.
Yes. I also liked what you were saying in your monologue, that it is absolutely critically important that people step up and sign that petition. If they download it off the web, it takes 5 minutes. It's for our kids. It's for our grandkids. What kind of nation are we leaving to our children.
And if you can't go out and get petitions for whatever reason, you work 20 hours a day, or you send some money. You know, these guys need money to pay people to get out and get them. You know, Marie, we push that on the show every single week. We know the importance of this. This will be a blockbuster to the country if we can get this thing qualified.
Yes.
People all around the country that have the initiative process will follow suit and do the very same thing, but we got to get it up there first. And Ray's working hard. The rest of us are working hard. We've got to get this done. Now you said when you voted this in the city council, was there any backlash from constituents or other people?
Citizens from all over the county of San Diego, all over the state of California, as well as nationwide, emailed. I probably had notes and calls from 400 people supporting us in the resolution.
That's great.
But the very next week after the vote, about 100 protesters showed up.
Oh, that's good. That brings the press. That's what we want.
Yes, so it actually worked very well as far as notoriety for the California Border Police Act.
Well, you know, Marie, what I tell people all the time, don't be afraid of the protesters. Without them, the press doesn't show up. We were in Sacramento. Had we just done our rally, the press wouldn't have come. But when the protesters came, guess what? Every news station was there. Public TV and radio was there. The radio stations, everybody was there. All because of the protesters. If I was against us, I wouldn't show up.
Right.
I would ignore it. I wouldn't validate it. But they don't have that much sense. They show up, and we love them for it. We thank you. We should write them a check. You know what I mean?
Yes. I had a fundraiser for my assembly campaign, and we had about 40 protesters show up.
Good.
So it actually worked better because people increased their contribution.
Oh, don't you love it? Now, Marie, do you have contact information that people can help you with your campaign? Because we definitely want to get that out. We're heard all over the state of California, especially in your area.
Yes. Well, they can call 760-746-9570, and they can also go on the web at www.waldrinforassembly.com.
Give that phone number one more time.
It's 760-746-9570.
Okay. We want to make sure if anybody wants to help you, and I think you are deserving of that help just by what you did on the city council down there. That is amazing. And let me tell you something else. It takes a special kind of American to do what you guys did down there. I'm sure there was ridicule coming from those two people who didn't get it and from other people in the city government. But, you know, it's important that we all stand up. I do this every week because I know how important illegal immigration a fix is to this country. And if we don't do something soon, Marie, we're not going to have much to leave to our kids.
Yes.
We're really not.
Well, my father was a naturalized American citizen.
Good for him.
And he served in World War II. My mom's family all came over from another country, and my in-laws have both come over, naturalized citizens. My father-in-law served in the Air Force in Korea. This is not an anti-immigrant issue.
No, not in the least.
And it's not a racist issue.
Not in the least.
I grew up in New York City, and I had 55 classmates from my high school and my college die on September 11th.
Jeez.
In the World Trade Center attacks.
Unbelievable.
And I will not forget that. It is not racist. It's about our safety. It's about our sovereignty as a nation. It's about enforcing the rule of law.
And, Marie, it's about all the things we talk about on this show. It's about our school system failing, our hospital system failing, our voting system failing, our jobs that we can't get anymore because of illegal aliens. It's all about our wages that have been stagnated. All of these things, our quality of life. We're not against anybody. But and believe me, all the people that come from third world countries, I want a good life for those people, but not here. You cannot get it here. Just like the kids down the street can't come to my house and get bicycles. That's for my kids. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is. Everybody's got to take care of their own, and these other countries aren't doing it.
Right.
So we have to take care of our own. Marie, I want to thank you for coming on. I really do. We applaud what you did there. We wish you the best in your campaign. Marie's number, folks, if you want to give her a hand, is 760-746-9570, and it's MarieWaldrinForAssembly.com.
It's just Waldron.
Waldron for Assembly.
WaldronForAssembly.com.
Marie, thank you so much, and thank you for your service to this country. What you guys did in Escondido is to be applauded.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Take care.
All right. All right, folks, we've got a treat tonight. After our guest, we're going to put on a gentleman that I have the utmost respect for, Mr. Chris Simcox. Chris, what do you hear? What do you say?
You know, Terry, amen to you, my fellow American, for your monologue and the message you put out every week. It's an inspiration.
Chris, I appreciate that. And, you know, I don't usually do the Bible thing. It's not, you know, but I'm sick of these Christians who, and I, like I say, I consider myself a Christian, but these people who are ready to overlook that even the Bible, the very book that they follow says that you cannot be unlawful and be a Christian. And that not only means the illegal alien, it means those who aid and abet. That means these churches, the Catholic religion and all the rest of them who are saying it's okay to be here. You are going against your own teachings by doing that.
Well, I ran into a few of them on the street corner yesterday in Lake Forest where we were protesting a day labor center. It's the same thing. It's like talking to the wall, Terry. I mean, you can't get through to them. They think that they're there to feed, and we're there to pay for, like you said, the third world people from all over the country.
We can't.
It's absurd.
We can't.
And, of course, to stand there and talk to people through an interpreter who said that they're standing on Mexican soil was a real affront to me coming from Arizona. And I, you know, I left California a few years ago, and I'm back here now. I'm working for a good friend of mine, a patriot, a leader in this country. And I've come back, and I'm swallowing this stuff that I hear in California. I left California because I thought it was lost, but it's not, because we got people like Jim Gilchrist running for Congress here. It's one of the most important, campaigns in this country. We need to take back Washington, D.C., because they don't work for us. You know that. We've discussed that before.
Yes, we have.
We were together in Chicago, you know, about a month ago.
Yeah, we were.
And we saw the anarchists out on the streets, you know, just... You know,
they're signing some
badly,
Chris,
the rule of law.
Chris, some of their signs even said anarchists on them. You know what I mean?
Anarchists.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And you know, but before we go any further, and we got about 3 minutes before the break. But before we go any further, I just want to applaud you, and I want to applaud Jim. You guys are the fathers of the Minutemen. You are the protectors of the Minutemen. And you have done a thing in this country that is just fabulous. I know you've heard this a million times, but I consider you to be one of our immigration reform family. So this is coming from a brother. And I'm telling you something. You guys accomplished something that hadn't been accomplished. You got us press. You got us notoriety in the country for our issue. All with those two words, Minutemen. It was amazing what you did.
Well, we're continuing the crusade, and I feel it's a crusade. As a former educator here in California, you know, I left the classroom. I stepped out into the world to teach the parents of the children that I've been teaching for years the same values. We need to wake up as adults. We need to wake up to the fact that the rule of law is crumbling. There's anarchy in this country.
That's right.
And you know where it starts, Terry? It starts in Washington, D.C.
Right.
The people there are selling us down the river. They're selling out. They're selling our citizenship. We have people like John McCain and Mr. You know, Ted Kennedy.
Colby,
so many people,
Colby,
you know,
Flake, the list goes on and on and on.
It goes on and on, but you know what? We have someone. We have someone right here in Southern California, Jim Gilchrist, who's willing to step up, come out of retirement, and do what's right for his country. And we need people to help with this campaign.
What can
they
do, Chris?
Against the entrenched Republican cultism.
That's right.
And that's what it is in this country. I'm ashamed. I used to be a Republican. I left the party. The party's going to have to come back to me. It's not a party issue. And we're going against this guy. And I tell you what, I've been reading about this guy, Campbell. I don't know who he is.
I don't think he knows who he is.
I don't think so. And he reminds me of everyone else. Well, not everyone, but many of the people that I've interfaced with in Washington, D.C. and in state governments around this country. We do need that border police initiative to pass. We need that on the ballot. And that's because California doesn't have what the other southern border states have, which is the ability for a governor to call up the state militia. And if we had that here, that would be what Schwarzenegger should be going for. Schwarzenegger should be behind this initiative, and we have the same thing. You know, we're running a candidate in Arizona, the nephew of Barry Goldwater, Don Goldwater.
Don, we had him on the show. We had him on the show here. Chris, I'm coming up on a hard break. How can we help Jim Gilchrist?
Jim Gilchrist, you need to call us at 949-588-VOTE. And you need to, you know, pitch in. We need people to walk the precincts. We need people to make phone calls. We need, you know, contributions to the campaign. We can make a run. We can unseat this guy. We can send this guy, Campbell, back into retirement. He can go out on his yacht and spend his $1 million and do something, you know.
Give us Jim.
We can't let him into Congress. We need Jim Gilchrist. 949-588-VOTE.
All right.
Chris, I want to thank you for coming on. Sorry our time is short. You know, we try to rush through and get everything done, and it's almost impossible. But we were glad to have you on tonight, buddy. Thanks for what you've done.
Chance,
everybody, sign up to help Mr. Gilchrist. He is our guy. And Sonny Sardo also, right here in the state of California. Thanks for calling in tonight, Chris. We appreciate it, buddy. Chris Simcox, folks.
Thanks.
Take care.
You too, buddy.
Bye. All right, folks, we're coming up on our break. Let's listen to what Mr. Ray Nagin had to say, and I'm going to read you a letter, an email I got from family in New Orleans today.
How do I make sure that...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you're back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aranair.us.
FTAA.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. Folks, you know what? I got an email from family down in New Orleans. And I want to read part of it to you tonight. And this is not some hearsay from somebody I never heard of. This is not somebody that I heard about who knew about somebody who knew about it. This is family, folks. Listen to what he wrote me. We are in Shreveport now. All things okay, considering. Lost everything, including the Impala. He had a 63 Super Sport. Really nice car. House is still standing, but all contents were destroyed. Garage collapsed on top of the Impala. I have been called back to work in New Orleans, but no place to live. I'm on a list to get a trailer to live in, 10 by 30, placed on my property. Who knows when that will happen? The city is a ghost town, with the exception of the downtown area. Black folks will be affected the hardest. All the communities that we lived in were seriously affected, if not total. The city is being flooded again, not with water, but by Mexicans and other illegal aliens taking advantage of the labor opportunities with the cleanup. The contractors are actually hiring interpreters because the workers can't speak or understand English. Hotels are hard to come by because the contractors have filled them with Mexican workers. The paradox is that I have a job to go to, but I don't have a place to live. I will have to commute from Baton Rouge to New Orleans every day until FEMA can place a trailer on my property, the reason being there are no designated sites in the city, so that has to be placed on your property. Or I will have to sleep in my car while the illegal aliens are living well in downtown hotels. I have nowhere to go. This is what's happening, folks. That's a family member, signed Michael. That's a family member that sent that to me, and my heart goes out to him. His whole family has been relocated to California, to upstate Louisiana, to all parts of Texas, and they want to go home. They want to go back and do the jobs, but they have nowhere to live. All of the living spaces have been locked up by contractors who have put illegal alien workers. That is really, really, really sad. All right, folks, let's have a word from our sponsor, Jonathan Rose of Capital Gold Group. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, how are you doing this evening, Terry?
Pretty good. I saw on the internet that they're thinking that maybe gold will go to $1,000. Is this?
Yeah, there are many publications saying gold over $1,000. In my opinion, it is very realistic. We're trading about $460 an ounce right now, and we're seeing gold fluctuate up and down $10-$20 at a time. People have been really selling some gold right now, taking some profit opportunities, but I've always told our clients, you always want to buy on the dips. And as the dips are happening right now, this is the time for people to get in and own physical gold coins you actually hold on to that have actually kept up with the rate of inflation for the past 200 years. They offer safety, they offer security, and they're indestructible, unlike paper assets. And in fact, Terry, I have here, I'm going to hold it close to the phone, and if your listeners can hear this, these are solid 1 ounce gold coins.
Well, that's a nice sound.
American Eagles, and you can hear that is currency. Now, I could drop some paper money for you, but it wouldn't make any noise.
No, would have no effect.
Absolutely, and in this day and age, paper is becoming worthless. People are beginning to move to an alternative investment, such as solid gold, something they can hold on to, but more importantly, as the dollar shrinks, you're holding on to something that's going up. If your listeners want to know more about protecting your paper and your family assets with solid gold that you get to hold on to, the Capital Gold Group is giving all your listeners complimentary a free Insider's Gold Guide. It's a $20 value, Terry, and it will show them how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices, which gold coins will give them a better return in the future, and just for calling this evening, everybody receives a Kennedy half silver dollar. So you get a free silver coin, you get a $20 booklet on protecting yourself with gold, only available at the Capital Gold Group. And everyone has to call right now. And that number is 1-800-510-9594. Again, that's 1-800-510-9594. You'll get the booklet about protecting you on yourself with gold. This is the time to do it. You're going to get the silver coin. Mention you're a Terry Anderson listener. Call 1-800-510-9594. Again, 1-800-510-9594, and get all this information complimentary of the Capital Gold Group this evening.
All right, folks, here's a guy giving you a way to protect yourself, something you can put your hands on, literally, actually touch it. Boy, the sound of that gold was beautiful. You can go to the website, www.thecapitalgoldgroup.com, or you can give them a call at 1-800-510-9594. We will give that number out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, thanks for coming on tonight. We appreciate you being our sponsor, and we appreciate you trying to help the people protect their assets.
Thank you, Terry. God bless. Have a great evening.
You too. Take care. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ron, calling from Las Vegas. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, how's it going, Terry?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I want to make a comment we made with Mark in Las Vegas. On his show, you was talking about sending them back over to Mexico, and he was kind of disagreeing with that. Well, I agree with you, because if you look at history, the United States government moved the Indians out. They even moved the American Japanese out. So why in the hell can't they go door to door and move these people out who are not citizens and who are doing more damage than Al-Qaeda could ever do economically, to the medical system, to the educational system? They're going to turn this country into a third world country. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Everybody seems to be punked by these Mexicans. I don't understand it.
Well, you know what, Ron? Here's the thing that gets me about it. We allow what happens to us. We haven't, you know, people want to blame the government. Well, the government is us. And I say that because if we don't scream loud enough, the government officials aren't going to do what we say. If we don't make them understand, if we don't get their attention, Ron, we've got to get their attention. If we don't do that, they're not going to do anything. They're going to keep doing what they do, greasing their pockets, making sure they stay fat, making sure their family's got money. But what happens to us doesn't matter. It is our job right now to get their attention. We have done it, and we have done a pretty good job. But we got to do more. And yes, I agree with you. We should deport every one of these people. Why can't we? It's our country. And this old PCBS about, well, we can't deport them all. We have to take it on a case by case basis, like O'Reilly says. And well, what are we going to do after we take them on a case by case basis?
Well, you've
either got Ron.
They were Americans. They moved them to concentration camps.
Right.
Why the hell they can't move them to the desert like they got down there in Arizona with the sheriff guy?
What we have to do? You've either got to deport them, or you've got to make them legal, or you've got to leave them in limbo as illegal aliens. The last two don't work.
Make them legal because when they come over here, they broke the law.
That's
when they get a car, they break the law because they got fake documents. And whenever you sign anything, it says, if you give false information, this is punishable by law.
That's only for me and you, though, brother. That's only for us. If they break the law, it's okay. But you and I, we go to jail for life or longer. And that's the way it is. Ron, I got to go. Thanks for the call. Call me again, man.
All right, take it easy.
Take care. Let's go to Eloise calling from Orange County. Eloise, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, good evening, Terry. First, I have a news item, but before I get to that, I wanted to just cover for your friend that's your relative that's down in Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am.
There's actually a remedy for him if he'll look on CAIRCO.org and then click on the legal side. There's a little legal reference there, and he can go down to something that's called civil liability exposure. And basically, he prints out this little civil thing with 14 fine footnotes of legal law that says, look, Mr. Mayor, what's happening over here? These guys are hiring guys that aren't here legally. And now that you know it, Mr. Mayor or Mr. Police Chief, you're no longer covered by indemnification, which is the city-provided insurance. And so there's a civil liability exposure. And that's literally what it's called under, it's under CAIR.CO.org. And all he has to do is go down that side,
I will copy that. I will pass that on to him.
Exactly.
Eloise.
Make a little letter out of it and send it. Okay, well, today's article I was all excited about. The news is kind of interesting. This was posted on Lou Dobbs' site today, and it basically states that alien stash houses are now in the same category as drug houses and can be seized.
Good. That's good news.
This is posted on AmericanPatrol.com.
That's good news, and we should have been doing that a long time ago. And we should be seizing these homes that they buy through HUD and everything else. We should be seizing any motor vehicles that they buy, and we don't give the money to the bank. Bank doesn't get paid because the bank didn't check them out. The bank didn't make sure they were legal, so
good
we
point.
Keep it all.
Good point. Well, it goes to the agency that's the arresting agency.
That's who should get it, absolutely.
Yes.
Eloise, thanks for the call. We appreciate that information.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right. Got real good news for you folks tonight. You think nothing's taking place in this country? You think nothing's getting done? We've got Margaret B. and Cooley on the line straight from Long Island, New York. Margaret, tell us what happened there in your hometown on Friday and Thursday of last week.
Hi, Terry. Well, Farmingville has been working really hard for many years, as you know. Well, this week, our county executive, Steve Levy, issued the final orders that our streets were to be cleared of the illegal alien shape-ups. What happened is that at the 7-Elevens on our main street...
Horse Block Road.
Right, Horse Block Road.
I have been there.
You've been there.
I have been there.
You've seen the hundreds, not just 10 or 15, but hundreds of men standing on our corners.
That's right.
So our county executive has secured affidavits from the various property owners. And these affidavits give the police the permission to disperse the men. The immigration status of the men is that they are illegal. However, it's irrelevant to the denigration of our community. It's irrelevant to the fact that crime has increased, that there are quality of life issues and safety issues. so our county executive has been able to secure these affidavits, and he started on Thursday and Friday at the 7-Eleven where the greatest offenses are occurring, with the illegal aliens shaping up, scaring the women and the children. There's been an increase of minor incidents as well as large incidents, and the police have kept track of that.
There's
so
more.
We have had a wonderful, wonderful look at 7-Eleven cleared. We didn't even recognize our community anymore.
It looked like an American community again.
Oh, gee, Terry, how wonderful it was to see the men running hither and thither. And they had been warned. The county executive had had a meeting with the men and their advocates, you know, Workplace Project, Catholic Charities, blah, 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 and warned them that if they did not cease and desist, this was going to begin to happen.
Margaret, this proves that there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know what I mean? If we insisted that they go at it from an immigration standpoint, it probably wouldn't have gotten done up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
But here's some guys that attacked it from a different angle. And I was there, folks. I've been to Farmingville a few times, and I saw these guys standing out making indecent gestures and heckling women and whatever. And it was unbelievable that anybody... If it was me, I wouldn't even drive into the 7-Eleven. Who would want to go in there and buy anything with all these guys blocking the place? But for this to happen, this is amazing. It just shows what some Americans can do when they get angry enough, when they get tenacious enough, and insist that their laws be enforced.
What has happened over the past 6 months, our county executive, first of all, my advice to everybody out there is to find a way to educate your elected officials. The videos from Attack on America that CCIR had provided for us, the audio tapes, have helped us to educate our elected officials. Our elected officials know that we did not succumb to the race card, to the lawsuits, to the death threats, everything, and that we've just kept on keeping on. My neighbors are out there, Sue and Dave and Bob. They're out there every morning still on the corner with their signs and educating the public. So once you get an elected official who has enough power and enough guts to do what has to be done, you can then help him or her take a look at your local ordinances. Over the past 6 months, our county executive started with contractor stings. And it was really ironic. We'd see the illegal aliens on across the street laughing and pointing at their would-be bosses being stopped by the police, first being given warnings. The next sting, the police gave fines, and the most recent stings, confiscation of equipment and trucks for those offending contractors who did not have licenses.
Confiscation of equipment and trucks. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That is fabulous. Fantastic. We love it.
Then our county executive has allowed the Suffolk County Police to work with our local council people in facilitating or shall we say, exercising the zoning laws for the overcrowded housing. Although the town of Brookhaven is much larger than just Farmingville, and there are housing issues of every kind, Farmingville is the greatest area where there are illegal alien harborages.
And have been for some time now.
Right, yeah. Right. Now, our houses are as small as 900 square feet that house up to 24 men.
Yeah, we've got that same problem.
You might have a house of about 1,200 square feet housing 60 men, and that's no exaggeration. So we helped our town officials years ago put together a Neighborhood Preservation Act as well as a program that the neighbors of these houses videotape what is going in and out of the houses. That gives the local town officials
this is
evidence they need to go to the judges to get the warrants to close down the houses.
Margaret, this is things that can work all over the country. Like you said, all you need is a public official who's got the guts to do it, somebody who will use these tools that you've been given. I got to go, Margaret. I got a public official right now on the line that I got to put on who's got the guts and wants
wonderful.
To talk about it. But we want to thank you for what you guys do back there. You guys have done wonderful
work. Thank you guys
fabulous
for helping
work.
Us.
Well, you know, and we look to you guys for an example now. Even though we started it first, you guys have done and got some things done we haven't been able to do. Margaret, thanks for staying up. You can go to bed now.
Okay, thanks.
And we appreciate it. That's Margaret Biancooley from
fight.
Margaret Biancooley from Farmingville, Long Island, New York. You take care, kid.
Thank you. Good night, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Mr. Ray Haynes. As I was mentioning, a public official who, as we say in the ghetto, is about something. Ray, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how's it going?
Pretty good, buddy.
I just wanted to announce to everybody that we're going out to on the California Border Police Initiative. We're going out to paid signature gatherers tomorrow.
Good. I want to tell you, I've got a $100 postal money order that we're going to forward to you that was sent by one of our listeners. Not just $100, though. He asked me to challenge everybody out there to send you $100. Get in your pocket and send $100 this week. I liked what John and Ken said. 2,000 listeners at $100 apiece. We want to continue that on this show. Everybody out there, if you can scrape up $100 to send Ray Haynes for the Cal Border Police Initiative, please do it now, because we've got to get these signatures. There's no other way.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, when John and Ken issued the challenge, 350 people stepped up to the plate. We've raised in the last 3 days $35,000 at $100, an average of $122 a person that has contributed. So, what's happened is people are responding to the challenge. I've got enough to get the guys out there. They're going to be out for a period of time. I need to continue to raise the money to make sure they stay out on the street.
You hear that, folks? Money.
If we can keep them out on the street for the next month, this thing will qualify. But I need a lot of folks. And the 2,000 people doing $100 a piece, you know, they'll get up on calborderpolice.com right now, and they can donate $100. I said we had about 200 people do it on Thursday. We had about 120 people do it on Friday, and we had about 50 to 75 people do it yesterday. I want to tell them that today, right now, if folks do it right now, that'll keep these guys out on the street just to, one more or two more days. Every single time 100 people get up and donate $100, that's another day on the street.
And, folks, if you don't have $100 and you can't scrape up $100, please don't hesitate to send the 20 or the 50 or the 75. Send him that, too. He needs the money. Ray, keep doing what you're doing, buddy. We appreciate it. We're going to try to get your money every chance we can. This is a challenge, folks. Send that money in now. Ray, thanks for all you're doing, buddy. Keep us posted. Let us know how it's going.
You bet, Terry. We're making this thing go.
Yeah, we are. We appreciate what you're doing, too. Thanks, Ray. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Helen calling from Ventura. Helen, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Oh, I just want to let you know that I agree with what you, when you first started the program about the Catholic position. And the Catholic Church has always maintained that a country has a right to protect its borders and to the people that come here to abide by its laws.
Absolutely, Helen. And, you know, they are the biggest perpetrators of aiding and abetting illegals.
People that think they're being charitable, what they're doing is aiding and abetting sin and cheats, because these people that come in here illegally are jumping the line.
Well said. Absolutely well said.
They're usurping the place of people that want to come here legally.
Well said.
And they're by the way, they are stealing. Now
there's no other term for it but stealing. You're absolutely right.
They can have a leg up if you want to be charitable. But
you send your own Helen. Send your own money. Send your own money. Don't use taxpayer money to help these people. If you want to be charitable, reach in your own pocket and give it directly to them.
If you're on welfare or benefits for a length of time or forever, that's stealing.
Absolutely, Helen. I gotta go. We're trying to get everybody in. Thank you for your call.
Want to let you know I'm a minute lady.
Good for you.
And my husband's a minute man, and we're in our 70s.
All right, Helen, you're an example to all of us. You take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Ralph, calling from Escondido. Ralph, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, Marie Waldron's great, isn't she?
Yes, she's great.
Supporting her.
Absolutely great.
The Scalabrini order. I talked to Luca Zano the other night on Mark Edwards' show. It's an Italian order. It's the only order in the church for immigrants. They run safe houses throughout Mexico, Honduras, Canada, all the way down to Brazil. Wonder where all those Brazilians are coming from. They have safe houses in Ciudad Juarez, Tijuana, Nuevo Laredo, Mexico City, and in Honduras. And I think this is the central order. Father Kanzierski, who is the leader here in Tijuana, was trying to raise money in the local St. Joseph's Cathedral here in San Diego. a friend of mine walked out on him right past an auxiliary bishop.
Good.
I hope that Luke researches the Italian order called the Scalabrinis, S-C-A-L-A-B-R-I-N-I. I think they are the key to this underground railroad. They probably bring him in. In fact, they brag on their website, which is in Italian, that they handle immigrants from all over the world.
All right, Ralph. Thanks for the call. Good stuff. Let's go to Ken calling from Santa Ana. Ken, not much time.
Hello, and thank you, Terry. I told your call screener that basically I did check you out on shortwave. Here I'm here in Southern California, and
good.
Your signal is what we call an S9. I've been doing this for about 30 years. So anybody who basically is in the 48 states can tune you in on 3.215. And so if you're in a blind spot, or if you're a trucker, or you're traveling, and you get a spot where you can't really pull in the Terry Anderson show, just dial in 3.215 on your Grundig or your Sony or your Panasonic. And the signal's quite strong because they're running 100,000 watts out of Nashville, Tennessee from WWCR. And that's basically twice the power level of the most highest power AM radio stations. So, for example, you know, the John and Ken show, they're running 50,000 watts. Well, Terry is now on a 100,000-watt show.
Well, we're getting out there.
Yeah, at this time of the night, that signal is heard all across the continental United States.
All right, Ken, we got to go. Appreciate that information, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go to Jim calling from Aliso Viejo. Jim, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, the Republican Party is in big trouble.
Good.
Yeah, and George Bush dropped an A-bomb on Jerry Kilgore's governor's race campaign.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I have no idea why Kilgore would be seen with Bush.
It was stupid. It was absolutely stupid. Took the poison pill. I got to go, Jim. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, take care.
Let's go to Barbara Cole real quick. Barbara, you got about 15 seconds.
I'll be very, very, very quick, Terry. I just wanted to let your listeners know about the wonderful event on November 21st featuring Congressman Tom Tancredo, our hero in Washington, who was out here in California on that day.
Where is this going to be at, Barbara?
He spearhead the fundraising effort for Jim Gilchrist. And I know I've only got a few seconds. I know Chris put out the phone number for the office. However, if you can't get through, and I'm sure the lines are jammed, call 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right,
we'll
Barbara.
Give you all the details. It is incredibly important that you be there.
877-NO-ILLEGALS, folks, to get all the information for this big event. Got to go, Barbara.
Okay,
thanks for the call.
On.
Take care.
Thank you. God bless.
One last real quick one, Rosie from West L.A. Rosie, got about 10 seconds. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay, enough time to remind everybody that Law and Order on Channel 4, NBC at 10 o'clock Wednesday night, they're going to deal with illegal alien issues on there.
Very good.
Yeah.
10 o'clock Wednesday night, Channel 4, Law and Order. Rosie, we thank you very much for that.
Bye.
Take care. That's what I like. Somebody to tell us short and they get over. Don't forget our sponsor, folks, the CapitalGoldGroup.com. That's Jonathan Rose at 1-800-510-9594. Don't forget this week with the swings, folks. Two good ones on our website, Fighting Back and French Minutemen. Oh, you're going to love this one. And don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback there in Phoenix, Arizona. We must support him. I want to thank my producer, Les Blinkhorn, for taking your calls, and Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe. Folks, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to thank everybody that participated in this show. And I want you to not forget those three websites that we talk about every week. Don't forget the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network, now on shortwave. Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.